To the second hour of our St. Patrick's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And then you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days as well. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all of the great stories, photos, and videos and stuff that I post about animals. There's some really good stuff, really good stories up there this week. And a good reminder about insect or weed killers and that sort of thing. And, making sure we take care of, ourselves and our wildlife. And I got that posted up. And then also, you know, with the strange, gosh, weather and stuff, you know, and it getting cold and warm and then cold and warm. And with this really warm weather, you know, the bees are probably waking up too. So good idea not to mow down your dandelions, because they're generally the first flowers that our honeybees have get pollen from. So if you can keep some dandelions around to start with until the flowers are booming, that would be good for the bees. And it is the second hour today. It is the third week of the month. So that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and general psychic stuff with Natasha Venter. Nathan is back at baptism of his second niece. Odie is here in the studio taking care of things. And Odie, apparently, you did not hear my instructions when we closed out the first hour. Did you not hear that dancing is required? Right? Okay.
Yes.
And you need to know that when we do this, Nathan participates. And one of the things he does is put lasers up on the TV.
Oh.
So we have a laser screen and all of this. He puts glasses on like I do. So anyway, the studio was pretty dead during Love Train this time. So hopefully Odie will get her act together
and
join us on the Love Train at 11 o'clock. So you see, you know, I'm watching you, Odie,
mm-hmm.
and dancing is required. So don't you give our listeners any ideas about sitting it out, you know, but Anyway, Natasha and I carried on for all of us and had a good love train. And looks like we've got to go back to phone line. So that's a wonderful. It looks like, gosh, I think we must be having a Pat and Patty day to. Well, hey, it's St. Patrick's Day. Holy moly. Who knew? How in tune are we? Okay. Our first caller, you know, last hour was Pat in Kenmore. Well, we're going to Tucson and talk to Pat in Tucson. So, Pat, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Excellent. I go by Patty with a Y.
Oh, why Patty. That's right. Patty. Okay.
Yeah,
we had Pat last hour. So we're
right.
St. Patty's right. Day right now.
That's
so
right.
How are you on this beautiful sunny St. Patrick's
Day? I'm doing pretty well, thank you. And
are you actually in Tucson?
Yes, I am. I live here. Have since 91.
All right. So what can we help you with?
Well, I usually have dogs and now I have a kitty. I love kitties. And I would have had them sooner, but I've been so allergic to them, as well as my daughter being allergic, that it wasn't an option. But I have a cat that is a blue Russian, and neither one of us are allergic to her, so it's wonderful.
Oh, how nice.
To have a kitty again. Yeah, really sweet. And I just have a couple of things that she's been doing that I don't understand how to break her of that habit. One of them... I got her from the Humane Society, and she was about a year old. And they had on her information sheet that she's a nipper, and she had to be, taken into the Humane Society instead of the adoption place where she was, because I guess she doesn't get along with animals and kids. And so, you know, our family is no animals and no kids except my daughter, who is an adult.
Uh-huh.
So we brought her home, and she's been really good, but she does have.
How long have you had her, Patty?
Let's see. Yeah, I've had her probably about almost a half a year, I think.
Yeah, I was saying 6 months.
Yeah,
yeah, so you've
like
had her about
months,
6 months now. Okay, so what's going on with her?
Well, she does. I'll be walking around, and she'll try to grab my leg.
Oh, and by the way, what is her name?
Her name is Kiki, K-I-K-I.
K-I. And she's a blue, a Russian blue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So yeah. Tell us, go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Anyway, she'll be sitting in my lap, and I, you know, for whatever reason, she just turns and bites my leg. And she nips at people, and I know that if I come toward her with my hand, she'll either want to play with it like it's a toy or bite at it. So I've learned to pet her from behind. And, you know, if she's happy, she lets me do that. And she's kind of frisky because she's young. She loves to climb, and she's been climbing on my furniture in the bedroom and knocking things over, so I keep that door shut. I don't let her sleep in my room.
Boundaries.
yeah, I have boundaries with her. And, just a couple of things. I really don't know what's going on in her little brain about attacking. She was on the back of my couch one day, and I was sitting there, and I put my head back, and she just grabbed onto my head with her claws and, you know, really aggressive. I'm obviously in her space. But she lives in my space, so how do I get along with her?
Well, and she's about a year old, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's about a year when I got her, so she's getting up towards a year and a half,
okay.
I guess.
So just so you know, this is a situation, you know, that you're having with Kiki that both Natasha and I can chime in on, because I can talk to you from, you know, the behavior therapist, feline behavior therapy and stuff and on that level. And then Natasha can look at the energy and what's going on there. I'm going to start with some just practical, logical stuff, Patty.
Okay.
What the behavior that you're describing, this nipping at you and just a out of the blue kind of flash attack sort of thing here or there, believe it or not, that is not unusual behavior. that people experience with cats. And there can be a number of reasons on a practical level for why that happens. Sometimes it is, in fact, hormonal imbalances and that along those kind of lines, something on a physical level that's relating to this, that can be helped sometimes by Dr. Nils Rasmussen. You know, he's here the second Sunday of every month and does the neuroenergetic balancing. Are you familiar with that?
Kind of. I do Reiki treatment, so I'm into energy work for sure.
Yeah, Reiki would be helpful, but neuroenergetic balancing, Dr. Nils and his sister Linda are in the studio the second Sunday of every month. So they were here that last week. But you can call in the second Sunday of every month and get a neuroenergetic balancing for Kiki.
Okay.
Now, while I'm telling you that, I'm assuming Natasha's looking at the energy and then she'll be able to let us know, does it look like, you know, so a tune-ups with Dr. Nils would be helpful for this kitty or not. Now, then looking at the practical, logical stuff, a lot of times these rescue cats didn't have enough time as youngsters with their siblings and moms and all of that to learn how to properly interact and play. And and so a lot of times they're just treating you like they would other cats or siblings. But their bite response and that sort of stuff hasn't been inhibited by experience and that sort of thing. So your physical setup and what you're doing with the cat can make a big difference. And I don't know if you're a cat person, but
I love kitties. I have all
it's real important that especially when you have one, and it's a lot of times these days when you rescue a cat, it's recommended that you rescue a bonded pair. So they have each other to play with and knock around so they don't have to go after you. But when you just have one, it's real important that you've got to give them an outlet for that energy. So you got to do really good interactive play with them. So have you got good interactive toys like a DeBird and some things? Do you play with her, those kind of games?
Yes, I do. I have those. They're on a string and there's a stick and you hold the stick and you just, flip around. Yeah, she's got two or three of those. She loves those. And she has a ball tree that she sits on top of and, you know, has the balls going round and round.
Okay, with the wand toys, you should not leave them out. You should put them away when you're not using them. And you only get them out when you're going to play with her.
And
you should play with her several times a day if she's only a year old. And it can be short periods, but I call it flat cat. You get out that wand toy and you get her to chase it and pounce it and play it and all of that. And you give her revved up enough that she gets tired enough that she lays down flat on the floor. And she's done. So I call it flat cat and your cat three to five times a day when they're young and have a lot of energy. You want to make sure that you're good and catified in your environment, that you've got climbing posts and perches and stuff around so she can run around, jump and all that sort of stuff. So are you good in all of that department, do you think?
Well, I'm going to have some book, like a stairway built on my wall behind the couch. So she
excellent.
Jump up
that's
on
good
it
catification. Now, are you familiar with Jackson? Are you familiar with Jackson Galaxy?
No.
Okay. Jackson Galaxy is a feline behavior therapist, best on the planet. Nutty guy, but boy, does he know cats. And he does a TV show on Animal Planet called My Cat from Hell. Okay. Now, he's done tons of shows about cats that have the behavior like Kiki does. So you can go to animalplanet.com. You can check out and find and watch previous shows and segments and that sort of thing. You can go to his website, which is jacksongalaxy.com, jacksongalaxy.com. And then he's written some great books about catification and, you know, getting your home ready for kitties and that sort of thing. He also sells stuff on the website. He's got great interactive toys, but he also sells flower essences. He calls them holistic solutions. And on the website, you'll find them in the behavioral wellness section. And there are a lot of really good flower essences that you can, you know, put in their water, their food, or drops on the skin. You can put them in your hands and rub them down with the drops. But there's some really good ones for stopping aggressive behavior.
Oh, good.
So you could go and look at the different remedies and read, you know, the reviews and maybe come up with something that would be appropriate for Kiki. But what you need to know, Patty, is that all of this is you can work it out. You've just got to cover the bases so she's got an outlet for that energy.
Right.
And then remember that cats are great communicators. They get the pictures in your mind. So you got to be careful about if you're approaching her or petting her, you can't have it in your mind of, oh, God, she might bite me. Okay.
Oh, right.
Because, you know, so you're going to have to work on yourself. And I always use the words, be gentle with mom, be gentle with me. And that, when if you use that, be gentle when you touch, it really seems to shift that energy. Now, could be a lot else going on. So Dr. Nell's could be helpful. The flower essences, holistic solutions from Jackson Galaxy could be helpful. And there's all kinds of stuff that can be done. Now, let's shift over to Natasha, see what she gets about this. And then, Natasha, you can confirm, does it feel like Dr. Nell's, that would be a good thing, that Galaxy Essences? Do you think there's other stuff? But anyway, so what are you getting and what do you see with all of this, Natasha?
Well, what I'm seeing is that she has been very much ungrounded through her journey coming into...
Before she came to Patty.
Before she came to Patty. And so with that, that she's still finding her feet. She's finding her, the laws. And so... when you are looking at her, cats are very much into slow blinks. And so if you look at her and she's laying from across the room from you or she's laying next to you, blink slowly to her first. I do that with my animals, and it really sets up a connection when you're not connecting with them.
Yeah, what Natasha's describing is really viable, Patty. And Jackson explains this. And when Natasha says slow blink, it's like if I'm looking at you, you just slowly close your eyes and then open them up and then slowly close your eyes. And that's a message to the kitty that all is good, safe, and your friends, and that you accept them. Now, and then you'll often see your cat doing the same thing to you.
Yes.
Okay. And so that's a bit of communication. So thank you for that, Natasha. So that you can be doing that slow blinking with her, helping her to feel more comfortable. And then, Natasha, we were talking about how she's not been grounded and stuff. I'm going to let you go back to what you're talking about, because maybe you're going to give Patty something that she can do to help with that grounding. Anyway, continue.
Patty, you were saying something about the slow blinks or something?
Well, yeah, I've noticed that she does that slow blinking when she's laying on my lap. She'll just kind of close her eyes and then open them again. And, you know,
It's a form of acceptance. I also looked up on YouTube. You can look up Jackson Galaxy on YouTube or
True.
My Cat from Hell. So you can look them up, and that's another way to negotiate.
Oh, thank you for that, Natasha, too.
So going into this, that there is this form. That's the thing about cats, Patty, is remembering that you cohabitate with them.
Yeah.
And instead of being the owner of them. And
yeah, my favorite saying is dogs have masters, cats have staff. You serve
staff,
cats,
right?
You know, and that's why I talked about the catification and the interactive play and stuff. I mean, you got to do the things on your side that make it work for cats.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Natasha.
I know it's one of those days. The energy's all stirred up today. So going into this, it's that grounding, but having those boundaries. And I love how Martha said that, you know, when she's ready, when you're by her, just say, I want to be working with you. We're working together. You are, I understand I'm in your space, but we're going to work together. And using that tone of, it's almost like that motherly tone, using it with the cats. I know with my kitten that he likes to he needs aggression out, and he tries to use me as a kitten, as one of his litter mates, and I have to tell him no. And then I give him another way to get rid of
Another
that
outlet
energy,
for that
another
energy.
outlet. Because sometimes I don't have something next to him. And so that's where I'll get like a big blanket underneath me, or in between me and him. And I'll get, you know, my hand underneath, so that it's not me playing, but it's something that's between me and him. Because at that moment, I just noticed that he needs to get rid of energy before he crashes and sleeps. So it's that finding the rhythm of the cat. But he need, you know, your little one, she's got that prey in her. Her DNA comes from, you know, needing to hunt. And if she's an indoor cat, she
Right.
needs to find another way to have what's the word, instinct to hunt. So if you're laying there and all of a sudden she get or you're sitting right next to her and she gets that instinct to hunt, and you're the hunting, you're the thing
You're
that
the
she's
only thing
hunting.
there to attack, yeah.
Exactly. So there again is finding that, how do you negotiate with instinct? And you work with it. You negotiate it. It's kind of like with my dog Cleo. She was instinctful. She likes to chase. So the first word she learned was leave it. So I didn't necessarily stop the instinct to chase, but I had to curve it around. It's almost like you know,
You know,
almost
what's
putting
okay to
boundaries
chase
on
and what isn't? You need an on
what
and
isn't.
off switch.
Exactly. So there's that moving it around. So going into this, it's time. It's re knowing that you use the same language at the same time. Understanding also that cats don't always want to be petted. So it's almost checking in with their energy to see when they want to be petted, and finding their rhythm. So almost asking permission, is this a good time to pet you? I have a feral cat that she rubs up against me, but I'm not really allowed to touch her unless she lets me know. And so with that it's that finding that fine line. And I'm hoping this helps, Patty.
Yeah, and
Oh
often
yeah.
with the type of behavior just you're describing, Patty, when you touch certain parts of the body, it will fire it up. So, like a lot of these cats, you can't touch their bellies, or that starts it. A lot of time, as you start petting them and you start at the top of the head and you go down their back, but when you get towards the base of the spine, that's when they'll fire on you. So you want to pay
I've noticed.
attention to that. So when you are like stroking down her body, you know, say, be gentle with mom, be gentle with mom, but then remove your hand before you get to the end of the spine.
Right.
Okay. So you want to
I've
get to know
noticed.
about that, but that's where that interactive play and flat patting comes in,
Yeah,
because you
flat
can
petting.
avoid those times that that energy just comes and she's got to let it go if you are regularly that 3 to 5 times flat catting her during the day can make a huge difference. Then maybe we need, oh, now what about Natasha? Do you think a reset with Dr. Nails would
Yes.
be helpful?
Yes.
Okay, so mark your calendar for the second Sunday of next month,
Okay.
or you can check out Dr. Nails at healingministryforanimals.com before then. You can always work with him off the air, but you can get a free treatment for Kiki the second Sunday of next month.
Very good. I'll put it on my
Now, what
calendar.
about flower essences from Jackson, Natasha? Do you think there's anything along those lines that she should look at?
What I'm getting the hit of is that it wouldn't be bad to do it, but I would first do the
It's not the
basics.
number one thing.
Yeah, it's not the
Okay.
number one. I would watch either Jackson Galaxy, Cat from Hell, either one, that title. Get some understanding of how to communicate with your cat. He's a great teacher on how to communicate with your cat. She's at that age where she's going to start relaxing, but she's always going to have that instinctive hunt. So how do you interact with that communication, the slow blinks when it's relaxed, even when things are riled up, even that slow blink can kind of settle something in them. And then learning the boundaries of where do you touch her, when you touch her, and then understanding that bite is a form of communication. So you ask her to find another form of communication. You
Okay.
got to tell me another way to do this. Let's find another way to communicate. Maybe you talk to me, meow, or and you show her what you're thinking, if that makes any sense.
Yep. And we're about out of time. We've got to catch up and get back on schedule with our advertisers. But Patty, the best thing you can do is connect with Jackson Galaxy stuff because he is the
Oh,
best
he's
in the
amazing.
business, and there he's got all kinds of help out there for you. So
Yeah, she
Animal
does want to
Planet's
play
where the
with me.
show is, my cat from hell. But Natasha's right. YouTube and all of that, all kinds of clips. And like I said, he's done tons of shows about this particular behavior. So you want to extract all of that. And then Dr. Nails for a reset on the second Sundays. And remember with communication, cats are great communicators. And you just talk to her out loud. And at the same time, you imagine what you're talking about in your mind. She gets the pictures in your mind and feels what you're feeling. So remember when you're interacting with her, keep breathing to keep your energy field open and calm. Imagine in your mind how you want her to behave, not how you're afraid she might. So don't be interacting with her thinking she's going to bite you or attack her, you. And that's what and cats, you don't have to practice at this communication. They're just automatic at it. Talk to her, imagine it in your mind, and see what happens. And then you can check back with us again on the second Sunday of the month, and you can always call on the third Sunday of next month, and we can talk about it all again.
Can I
Okay.
say something?
Sure.
Yes.
I just want to say that when she's laying on my lap or, in my recliner, she's down by my calves, and she'll just, for no reason that I can see, nip me and then jump off. She wants me to play with her, I know, but I
Yep.
have held her in my lap and pet her and squeezed her paws, getting her ready for the nail clippers at some point when she's ready. Things like that. So yeah, you guys have been really helpful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
You're
for all the
welcome.
input.
And
You're
call us back
welcome.
next month and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for.
And I understand that with Nell's doing that work, it will take the trigger off, or
Okay.
let or soften the trigger that she's doing, that reaction. I noticed that when he works with the animals, that reaction moment softens.
Well, a lot of times
So,
it's because he resets the nervous system. Their
yeah,
nervous system is
exactly.
stuck because of previous trauma, which is very common with most rescue animals. So it's
Exactly.
always a good thing to do. Anyway, we got to go. So, Patty, thanks for calling Animal World. We'll look forward to a
Okay.
report next month.
Very
And
good. Yeah,
gosh, we're
good luck,
way over
Jane. Thank
schedule
you.
and all messed up. So Odie, let's take care of our advertisers now, and then we'll push the other ones until later in the hour. And phone lines are open if you'd like to chat with me and or Natasha. And you can hear you get both of us because we both have things to contribute from different levels. So local number 425-373-5527, toll free 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the last half of the second hour of our St. Patrick's Day edition of Animal World, and we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuPro supplements. You can check them all out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets at NuProSupplement.com. My favorite cat vitamins, because they're so palatable and so popular, and you can use them to get cats to eat stuff or, you know, as treats. And the dog supplement, the powdered supplement, fabulous skin and hair coat, comes in a joint, hip and joint formula as well, but produces the best hair coats you have ever seen. Robbie's, and it keeps, it seems to keep, even if you've got dogs that shed, they still shed, but not nearly as much. The hair stays on them. I'm amazed at what a difference and how much less hair I have to clean up when Robbie's on in the NuPro as opposed to when he has not been in his lifetime. So NuProSupplements.com. And our wonderful premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, has the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline now. So it's great access and great parking. And it's just such a thrill to be in the healing room with the gong sounds and the Acutonic forks. And so forth, and she can work with you in person. She can help you with emotional or physical problems, and she can also work with you remotely. So check her out. Whispering-Dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And then, of course, remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer and dog trainer for sure. And I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems quickly. So if you've got a puppy and need a good program for raising your puppy without all the problems, if you've got a dog with problems and you need them solved and want to do it quickly rather than going to school for the rest of your life, trying to figure out, that's what I specialize in. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so I would really appreciate it if you'd spread the word and tell anybody. I'll talk to them for free on the phone, let them know how I can help, and if I'm not the right person to work with them, probably know who is. I'll refer them on. Otherwise, I can help you get things under control, and especially I see probably more barking than anything else, uncontrollable barking, and I see dogs that have been barking like crazy for years, driving their people nuts, and we usually have it controlled the day I'm there. So pass out my phone number, tell them to call me, and I would be delighted to talk to you about your animal friends. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And if you do, there we go. So looks like, Odie, that we have exhausted our supply of Pats and Patties for St. Patrick's Day phone calls, and phone lines are open at the moment. If you would like to talk to me or Natasha about your animal friends, local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. All righty, Natasha. Well, maybe they were the only people listening, but you know, how appropriate. St. Patrick's Day, and we got a Pat, and then we got a Patty. So we got the bases covered.
Exactly.
All right. So while we have the time, let's discuss what's going on astrologically and how you can help us navigate that whole thing. Because don't we have some big stuff going on this week?
Oh, we got a lifetime of
a lifetime going on in 1 week.
No, well, we can review our life in this week. That would be a good thing to do. Yes. So with the energies right now, the sense that I'm getting is that we're going into the what you want to call it, the equinox,
yes.
The spring equinox, fall equinox in the fall in the lower hemisphere. Then we have the moons. We have Easter energy.
That's this month as well.
Yes. And then we have Mercury that in the next couple of days is starting its process of going into retrograde.
And then
we have the full eclipse in April with right around, I think it's a full moon. That's kind of happening all around in that. So we have like bookends of moons happening around certain interactions.
So the big thing this week would be the spring equinox, mm-hmm. and that's on Tuesday.
That's on Tuesday.
So anything particular about that we should know about?
Well, as any equinoxes, solstices, they are doorways into a new understanding of the energies. So for us in the Northern Hemisphere, we're moving into spring. We're going from winter of sleep, of kind of gathering of ourselves. You know, that's when the old style, we would quilt. We would do a lot of those things of getting ourselves grounded in the wintertime. Now we're moving into spring. So that a lot of the things that a lot of us were manifesting of ideas and knowings coming into this new year. If you notice, a lot of classes were on manifesting. We were on a lot of things that going that to do that new knowing of ourselves. Well, the spring equinox is the time and the energy to start stepping into what did we discern out of what we wanted to manifest to step into. So this is a big doorway of stepping into these new understandings. Like for me, I've renamed my website. I have renamed my social media. I have put a different intention into my shows and into my social media posts to be a deeper understanding of the universe that we're in right now. So there's more wide messages that are going to be coming out through me. So going into this, it's time to step into our newer self. I've also observed, like if you've been having a conversation like for me, I've had a conversation with my husband and there's been like a conversation of money and there's the old triggers setting up for fear and flight, being demeaned and all those things that we used to have in our story of our marriage, where in the conversation I was having the other day, I had to remind myself, I'm Natasha in the year 2024 who has her feet underneath her, who is still learning the process of doing things, yet I can have that conversation with the man I love. So in other words, knowing that we have this old part of us that's being asked to update. So bring that newer self into this new spring and you'll stand on your feet a little bit more solid.
All right. That sounds great. Now, while we're on the subject, you mentioned that you've changed up some stuff.
I have flipped myself inside out. Yes.
All right. So I just found out about this last night. And I want to make sure that you all know how to get a hold of Natasha and where to find her now, because things online and how to contact her are changing. Nathan's out of town, so we couldn't do a quick tap dance this morning and get her ad updated. So that probably won't happen till next show, and we'll run it today as is. But what you need to know is that her previous website and contact was angelicclarifications.com. angelicclarifications.com. And her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC, for Angelic Clarifications. Well, you got to get rid of that. That doesn't work anymore. Okay. Now, and I really like the change. I think it's much better. Anyway, so her new website, it's the same website, just has a different address to get there. And that's intuitiveclarifications.com. intuitiveclarifications.com. I think that much better describes what you do, Natasha.
Exactly.
It just is much better. I just love it. I think it's a great change and absolutely wonderful. Anyway, so Natasha is now intuitiveclarifications.com. Okay. So instead of AC, it's IC. So now when you want to find her on YouTube, it is Natasha Venter IC. How cute is that now? Because, you know, she is a seer and a hearer. But Natasha Venter, IC, the letters IC and the letter, is how you access her YouTube channel. And as long as we're on the subject, Natasha, are you still doing your podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m.?
I am at this minute. It's that I've been doing the same thing. Like my husband keeps saying, you're doing the same thing, but it's not necessarily working as well as you would wish it would be. So I've been asking the questions, like Pat, I mentioned to her, ask the questions and be willing to see what some of the answers are to see where it's working. So right now I'm checking into how I'm going to look this up. So right now what I'm hearing is be Wednesdays. Intuitively, I'm checking in with my guides. Be Wednesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time. There might be some changing where it might shorten up to a half an hour. And then at other times, I might just post, hey, I'm going live at a certain time.
You might do spontaneous.
Videos. So in other words, that instead of being an hour and doing all that information at one time, spread out the information. And also with my posts, you'll notice that they're going to be shorter, more poignant to the information, so that, you know, if you're wanting more information, please make an appointment, because I'm giving information out there for the general world, but the personal information is for you when I speak with you. And that's that whole process that I'm shifting up, is how do I negotiate all this? I also am getting ready to do courses and classes, and I've been putting a lot of energy into my social media and my hour shows instead of doing the classes and courses. And so it's time to kind of, instead of putting everything out on one end, it's time to bring things back to a neutrality, so that I can be a little bit everywhere instead of being just in one area. My YouTube channel is going to be shifting up to being where, instead of the being like shorts, the classifications of shorts and then live and then Mantra Monday, I'm going to break it up into what are the planets doing, videos on what are the planets doing, how to find love for yourself. And so I'm going to be shifting up my YouTube channel so that you can find some of these wonderful old videos. I have some old wonderful videos that are poignant now that can help you, that will be recycled into the conversation of the realities of our world right now.
Wonderful. All right. So for right now, all you got to do is remember her website address, intuitiveclarifications.com. That'll jog your memory if you want to find her on YouTube, Natasha Venter IC, because for intuitive clarifications. We'll go over that again next hour as well. All righty. So I was going to say we need to take care of advertisers, but Odie's chiming in with me here on the side. And apparently, Odie, we don't have a caller on the line, or we do have a caller on the line.
We do not have a caller on the line. More so, we just were left a message.
Okay. So Howard in South Seattle called and you talked to him. Is that right?
Yeah, I talked to him.
Okay, and he had a suggestion for daylight savings?
Yeah, he suggested that instead of, you know, the whole shift of twice a year we do an hour spring forward and spring back, we just do one 30-minute shift forward and then call it done. That's it.
And instead of
changing it
springing
every year.
Forward an hour, we spring forward a half an hour.
Mm-hmm. But not just a one and done.
So we do that twice?
So on April 1st, April 1st, we do a half an hour, and then maybe at the end of April, we do another half hour.
No.
So then is that what he was meaning?
No, he just suggested one for all time to end everything.
Oh, meaning we shift an hour ahead. We
30
shift
minutes.
A half hour ahead,
yes.
Permanently.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And so that would make... The idea there being, Howard, that this is a balance. So all the people that wanted to stay in standard, all the people that want to stay in daylight savings time, we split the difference and shift forward a half hour and then leave it at that for good.
Mm-hmm. And he was also mentioned in the Seattle Times last year when we got that extra hour back. So
yeah.
He's just, you know, letting us know here. So that might be a compromise.
Well, you know, yeah, interesting. I haven't ever heard anybody.
Neither
I haven't
have I.
heard that from anyone else before. It confused me to start with, and I would say, "Oh, Howard, I'm just totally." But now I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and it seems to me that could be a compromise. That could work. I think it's a little more complicated than just staying one direction or the other. But it certainly would be a way to kind of give everybody what they want. And anyway, I sounds like a good idea, Howard. But unfortunately, I'm not in charge. And last time I checked, Natasha isn't either. So I don't think any of us gals can do anything about it. But to say that actually is not a bad idea. It kind of does, you know, suit both halves. Because when they say when you have a great negotiation with two different sides, when you find the right compromise, nobody's happy. Okay, because nobody gets everything they want.
Right.
Everybody gets something they want and doesn't get something they don't want. So when you find the ultimate perfect deal, nobody's happy completely. So this kind of puts us in the nobody's happy because each of us get half of what we want. But in the long run, everybody's happy because it's a better compromise. So, all right, I'm good with that. Okay, that said, we better take care of our advertisers before we run out of time and get in trouble. So let's take care of advertisers. And when we come back, I might have time to, we'll see what we've got time to do. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, insightful conversation Sunday, March 17 at 1 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Join our seasonal Good Vibrations panel, guided by vibrational astrology master Linda Berry with Robert Pacitti, sharing the core consciousness themes for the spring equinox. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 17 at 1 p.m. on AAW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen this time. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing practitioner. She does the energy codes as well. Now, Linda actually works with human animals, and she can work with you at her office, which is in the Interspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. Remember, with energetic medicine, this kind of stuff, there is no issue with distance. And she continues to offer a free session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And being with her and having a treatment on the air, on the radio, doesn't count. So even if you worked with her on the air before, you can still call her and have a free session off the air. So you can check out Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or you can just call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. Alrighty. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Oh, we'd love you to come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. Well, alrighty. We are...
Well, I know. I had a session with Linda and Nels last Sunday.
That's right. You called in.
I did call in. And Linda giving me the mantra, I am satisfied.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't know that I was contemplating a lot of these changes, but going through those changes and using the mantra, I am satisfied.
Uh-huh. It made a difference.
Well, what it did was like, no matter where I was at, coming at me, you know, coming to me, that I was satisfied with where I was.
Okay.
Nothing I had needed to change. I was satisfied with where I was at, but then it gave the chance for things coming to me, for me to analyze them and look into them a little bit more grounded, for lack of a better word, to understand truly what is my calling to step into. Because if I'm satisfied where I'm at, then I know that I can negotiate with what's coming to me.
Well, that's wonderful insight. Thanks for sharing that. So just, you know, Linda is really... incredibly gifted.
She is
a wonderful healer. And those sessions, even though they're very subtle, and you know, you don't have to, you know, share your dirty laundry with the world, you know, but these affirmations really help. And that's a great a great testimonial of how that affirmation was perfect for what you were going through this last week and so forth. So you can have your animals treated by Dr. Nils or have a session with Linda. The second Sunday of every month here on Animal World is Healing Sunday, and Dr. Nils Rasmussen and his sister Linda Rasmussen are with us, and that's all we do for the show is do free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. You can also access both of them offline, and for Linda Rasmussen, again, it's verticalenergyworldwide.com or call her for a free session at 206-841-1992. And you can say Martha and Natasha sent you. You get a free one. And so Natasha is now satisfied. That's great.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that.
You know, life is about moving forward, but how do we ground ourselves through the process of it? Yep. And there's ways.
All righty. So we've got another hour to go here on Animal World. We have continue. I've got to run Stacy's Frenchie Bagman's story and follow up from last week, so we can have Natasha chime in on that. And we still you got to help me figure out what's going on with the Hummers. And then we got to do current events. And of course, we'd love to have your phone calls. And you can get in line now if you want to wait or call as soon as we start the third hour. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Alrighty, it is time to fire up the love train one more time in the show. And it's our chance to get up, get to dancing, get that joy flowing and the energy flowing and get us energized up for the day and the week. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair, Odie. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on the love train and join us, because I'll come through and cruise you and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to get us extra energy and juice for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.